When I was, I still remember the year 2014. I was ordained about a year and a half. And about this time, April of 2014 or so, I begin to receive the news that I'm going to come out here. And at that time, I was pretty stressed out where I was. A lot of work, because I was an associate at a big parish, Immaculate Conception in Denton. Just a lot of work. And I would keep thinking about work, 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 work. Man, like, as I tried to tackle one, 20 would come up. You know, like, never ending work. And I was about toward the point where I was just thinking about what I need to do next. And I remember coming to my spiritual director, and I told him, "Father, I'm losing peace. Cause I'm always thinking about what I need to do. I cannot pray. I get so easily distracted. And even at Mass, I get so distracted, Father. What should I do?" And my spiritual director looked at me and he said, "Koi, welcome to the priesthood." And he also said, "Here is my recommendation for you." And he told me, "What image do you think the Lord wants to give you at this time?" And I look at him and I ask myself, "I don't know, Father, I can't think right now." He said, "The image that I would like to give to you to consider and to pray about is the image of Jesus the gardener." Jesus the gardener. And he said, "What's what one of the things that people mistaken him for after his resurrection? Like Mary Magdalene, who did she mistaken him for?" Saying Mary Magdalene mistaken the Lord Jesus as a gardener after his resurrection. So he said, "I think in your own priesthood, you are called to be Jesus the gardener." And I asked him, "What do you mean by that, Father?" And he mean, "When you are a gardener, you learn one foundational rule. You can plant, you can sow, but only God can make it grow. You can plant, you can sow, but only God can make it grow." Think about that. Many of you have children, grandchildren. And sometimes, even me as a priest, I have spiritual children, and I have people I care for. And sometimes we want the best for them. But at this time, they're too busy or too occupied, or they have their own life to live with. And sometimes we want them in a certain way, in a certain time, or a certain this and that. You and I can plant and sow, but only God can make them grow in His own time. And that's where I struggle the most. This is where I struggle the most in my own prayer. I said, "Lord, how about you follow my timing? This is what I want. This is what I plan for. This is what I hope for." But God's timing is different. And it's never according to my time. And that's why I get so frustrated, because I put so much hope. I put so much effort. I put so much this and that. But it's all ultimately my time, my wanting, my desire, and not God. And when I continue to do that, I continue to get frustrated. Ultimately, we can only plant and sow, but it's up to God to make it grow according to His own time. And we heard in the gospel reading today very clearly, don't we? The Lord said, "You are the branches, and I am the vine. And unless you remain in me, you will die. And whoever remains in me," he said, "and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." Without me, you can do nothing. Why do we get frustrated? Why do we get so anxious Why are we filled with so many worries? Perhaps we have not spent enough time to remain in Jesus Christ. We spend too much time trying to control Him, trying to get what we want. And so, being a gardener, each and every one of us need to spend the time to toil our own ground. The things that are overgrown, we need to prune them, cut them out, so that we can preserve the energy to grow in the virtues and the positive and the life transformation that God wants from us. So, spring cleaning. Look at the things that are choking you, choking me, the things that are overgrown. Cut them off. Prune them. Toil the field so that our own seed of faith is being grown, is being brought to completion, and it's preserving all the energy through prayer and through God in order to grow according to what He wants. And according to our brothers and sisters, let them be. Let God work in His own time. Please don't try to control them. I will tell you right now, my first mistake that I made at the seminarian, when I tried to change my family. It didn't work. I'll tell you, it didn't work. And still doesn't work now. Because, just like the Lord Jesus said, a prophet is never welcome in his hometown. So my family, they always will look at me as a member of the family. And I cannot, even though I hope many things for them, I cannot force them to become who I want them to be. I can only sow, I can only plant, and I have to allow God to let them grow in their own time. In the first and the second reading today, especially the first reading, when St. Paul had his conversion, St. Barnabas brought the good news to the apostles, and the apostles said, "Wait a minute, isn't it the same guy who persecuted us? Isn't it the same guy that just killed us?" The apostles, out of their fear and out of their reservation, questioned the conversion of St. Paul. Said, "No, cannot be. This isn't the same guy." And so in their own reservations, they have cut short the power of God. They doubted that God can bring conversion to Saul, who persecuted the church and made him into Paul. So maybe in our own reservation, our own desire to be in control, we stop God's transforming grace short on people around us because we think, "Oh no, this person cannot be. There's no good can come out of this person. God, it's not with him or her." And we have sold them short. Yet, have we given them the time to grow yet or not? The second reading today from St. John hath invited us very clearly that we are called to keep the commandment. And what is this commandment? To love one another and to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. To believe and to love. Do we believe that God had the power to bring conversion and to change people's heart, just as He had done in our own heart, yet or not? Or are we expecting Him to do things according to our way? Second, have we loved the people around us, especially those who are hard to love, or do we sell them short? St. John said very clearly in the second reading today, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. So if we come to God in prayer with purity of heart, full of trust, and allow Him to work in us and we at His instrument, then there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's nothing to really make us doubt. Because whenever or whatever God wants, He'll bring it according to His own time and not our. Because our heart is clear, that our heart is fixed on God, because our heart loves God. But But the failure in you and I is that I'll be the first one to raise my hands. I often go to confession, confessing that I doubt in God's goodness. I doubt in His timing. I doubt in what He's doing in some of the people's life right now. I doubt Him. And my doubt, my question, my desire to be in control is my lack of faith in Him. And I have to confess that. I have to confess that because that really deters me from fully loving Him, from fully trusting Him, from fully abandoning myself to Him, from fully remaining with Him. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, today I invite you to perhaps to consider praying to the Lord Jesus, the gardener. And we're also called to be instrumental in being gardeners with our own soul as well and with other people around us. Spend the time to prune, to cut back the things that are distracting us, that are choking us, and to nourish our own piece of land, our own soil, so that our seed of faith is growing strong. Second, to know that our relationship, the people who are around us, it's okay. God is in control. It's our job, it's our duty, it's our calling to plant and to sow. But let God, in His divine providence, to bring it to grow in His own time. And for us, what we're called to do each and every day, may we pray just like the gospel today asks us to pray. In the words of Jesus Christ, "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you are nothing."